With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. More than 8,000 flights have been canceled across the U.S. as a major storm expected to wreak havoc across much of the country bears down. The storm is threatening to knock out power for days and snarl major roadways. Michael Colbert is with the Oklahoma City Public Works Department.
Yeah, I've been doing this a few days. I've been working here doing this since 1982. And up until this predicted storm, the worst one we had was in 2009. And it was called a blizzard to us. It was the most snow that we've had here in history, I believe. And this one is supposed to be pretty close to that. So we learned from that event.
Roughly 140 million people were under a winter storm warning from New Mexico to New England. Abnormal about this storm, it is expected to dump a lot of ice in some parts of the South, and there are fears it's going to knock out a lot of power lines as a result. GOP Congresswoman Lisa McClain of Michigan is optimistic about the Republican Party maintaining control of the U.S. House following the 2026 midterms.
We are on the side of law and order. We are on the side of lower taxes for every American. We are on the side of common sense, for goodness sakes. That's what really is going to prevail.
And McClain spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. The House this week passed legislation that would extend expired health care subsidies for those who get coverage through the Affordable Care Act. Economist Steve Moore believes there are better solutions to surging health care costs.
The health care costs have doubled, almost tripled, since we passed, remember, the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. It's been a total disaster. It's driven up costs. And I love Trump's message. And this is something he's ripping off something we've been saying. Put the money into the hands of the consumers and let them decide how they want to buy their health care.
And this is SRN News. Would you say that you trust your pastor? You may be surprised at the results of a new study that asks that question.
A lot of Americans do not. According to the latest Gallup poll, only 27% of respondents say they believe that clergymen possess a high degree of honesty and will behave in an ethical fashion. An avalanche of pastors getting in very public trouble over the past few years has almost certainly contributed to the low score that the profession receives. However, clergymen did beat out bankers, CEOs, and members of Congress in the poll. Michael Harrington reporting.
YouTube is updating its guidelines for videos containing content that advertisers define as controversial, allowing more creators to earn full ad revenue when they tackle sensitive issues in a non-graphic way. With the update that went into effect this month, YouTube videos that dramatize or cover issues including abortion, domestic abuse, self-harm, and suicide will get a certain amount of eligibility for monetization. This is SRN News. The latest figures show that the U.S. economic growth has been fueled by strong consumer spending.
The Commerce Department says the economy grew at the fastest pace in 2 years from July through September. Those numbers are being touted by the White House as evidence that President Trump's economic policies are working. Analysts say that wealthier Americans are spending more, while lower-income households struggle with high prices. Despite the economic boom, job creation is low and the labor market remains tight. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Donald Trump is suing J.P. Morgan Chase for $5 billion. That's because they stopped his banking services back in 2021. He says it was for political reasons. The U.S. stock market finished its zigzag week full of tariff threats and cancellations with a quiet and tentative close on Friday. The Dow was off by 285 points. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.